Marilyn Keith retired from teaching to become Akron's 8th Ward City Council representative in 2012. She says she didn't imagine then or have any interest in becoming council president, but a flurry of events, including Mayor Don Pluskwelik leaving office last year after 28 years, created a political domino effect that put her in the president's chair.
I can't say that I hadn't been approached or it hadn't been discussed. However, my dear friend Bob Hoke made a choice to run, and my support was going to Bob Hoke. When he realized he didn't have the support, we came up with the idea that I would try to get the support, and it was very last minute. But you know what you do? You suit up and you show up and you do the best you can.
As you look at the future, and this is a time that appears to be one of great possibilities, both positive and negative, for the city and the region, and there are great changes in the politics of Akron. What do you see? What do you see yourself doing?
New Mayor Horgan coming in, we'll be looking at our financial situation, and I think it'll be a very honest and open discussion, and that will be the main arrow in which direction we will be going. And then we're going to have to make priorities. But you have to look at the city as a whole. Do I meet the needs of one ward, or do I meet the needs of the entire city? So every decision we make needs to be weighed and a balance. To me, the key on all of this will be good communication and a better understanding of where our finances are.
Is this, especially the financial aspect of what you want to do, something that you have already gotten underway with in your new role?
I am starting now to organize trips to each department in the city so that each member of council may travel with us to a department to gather as much information as we can about that department so that we make the most informed decisions.
Concerns have been expressed across the board in recent years, especially about contentiousness rising in the government of the city of Akron. There have been calls for greater civility. What's your view on civility going forward?
I think the best answer I can give to that is I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to facilitate an atmosphere of civility and respect, and I'm going to expect it in the chambers. We meet in committees. Sometimes there's some good back and forth, and it might sound strong at times. However, those are the moments that get us to the place that we need to be, if done in the respectful manner. So that's one thing I'm not stopping. The other thing is, any of these people that come forward with a good piece of legislation, if it's good for the city of Akron, I don't care who brings it in. It doesn't have to be my idea. I'm not that important. And I have 3 kids that'll tell you every mistake I've ever made. And I've learned from having kids to ask, do you want me to be a listener, or do you want me, when you get done, to advise? I will do the same with my colleagues. Do you want me to be a listener, or at some point, do you want me to chime in and give you my opinion? Not to challenge them, just to make it the best we can possibly make it.
On another relationship front, as you sit here in a leadership role in the leading city, the largest city in the non-Cleveland part of Northeast Ohio, what do you see the relationship being going forward with other communities?
When you look at this city and all that surround us, I believe we can model what is possible. Akron is small enough to get it done and big enough to get it out there. I'm not going to take credit for that. That's Jeff Hoffman, the inventor of Priceline.com and a number of other things that Akron U has just hired to lead the Excel Center. And that's what I believe. We are small enough to get things done and big enough with our connections to get it out there. And we should be connecting with those that surround us.
Marilyn Keith will be presiding over what was a divided council, with members who supported former Mayor Don Pluskwelik and those who didn't. Like new mayor Dan Horrigan, she will have the challenge of moving past those divisions. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.